I have been struggling just a little bit with the opening of this message. And, boy, that song was just so perfect. That was my opening. Because what we're getting ready to do is look at the story of Gideon. And it is a story about how God saves sinners. And these sinners are not just sinners. They're vile sinners. And we can go as far to say they are evil. They are evil. That's our story. We're evil. And in that song that he just sung, he sung about how good God is to Israel. And if that's what we can leave with from this message, well, we will have been blessed. Our story is a story about Gideon. And I've entitled this message, Gideon's Gospel. It is a story about sinners, and as I said, not just sinners, but vile sinners, about evil, evil sinners. If you tell a man, or if you ask a man, are you a sinner? Well, yeah, I'm a sinner. Are you a vile sinner? Are you evil? But we're talking about men who are evil. We are born evil by birth. The wicked is estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. That's me. We are born evil by nature. Paul says we are by nature the children of wrath. We are by nature evil. And I think maybe the most condemning and the hardest is that we are evil by choice. Job says that we drink iniquity like water. Now, we are not just born evil, but we are also born blind. We thought we knew God. We thought we knew the truth. And we were also in the bondage of religion. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, and that's the way that we went. It was a way that seemed right. But God. God, the Lord, sent us a faithful gospel preacher. And that preacher did two things, and we're going to see it in our text. First, he tore down the false gods that was in our heart. And then secondly, he preached Jesus Christ and him crucified, the true God. And that is going to be our message tonight. Now, our text is from Judges chapter 6. But if you would, I want you to first begin in Judges chapter 2. And I know our text was really long. We're not going verse by verse tonight. In Judges chapter 2, just briefly, look at verse 11. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. Look with me at chapter 3 and verse 7. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served Balaam and the groves. Look at verse 12, same chapter. And the children of Israel again did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And then Judges chapter 4, verse 1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now turn to our text, Judges chapter 6. And let us read the first verse. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them in the hands of the Midianites 7 years. I told you that this was our story. How many times before this had Israel murmured and did evil in the sight of the Lord? How many times did Israel murmur and complain against Moses and against God? Time and time and time again, Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, that is our story. Now look, let's read verses 2 through 6. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come to Gaza and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Verse 6, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Notice with me in verse 4, it says that they had no substance. Who had no substance? The covenant people of God had no substance. These that were chosen by God the Father and given to him, his Son, were greatly impoverished. They were hungry. They had nothing to eat. They were naked. They had nothing to wear. And we ask, why were they so impoverished? Well, they were impoverished from verse 3 because of the Midianites and of the Amalekites and the children of the east. These were idolaters who had come to take all that they had. And is it not true that in our day that there are idolaters that come to take what we have? They come to take, and this is what they ask. They want to tell you what you must do for God and not what God must do for the sinner. You turn your TV on and they'll take and they'll take and they'll take. These are idolaters and they do not preach the living God. And not only are they idolaters and they take, but they give nothing. They give nothing to the sinner. All they do is take. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 34 for just a moment. I want to read verses 1 through 4. And see if this is not the characteristics of what we see. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe ye with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. That is the nature of these Midianites and of these Amalekites and those who preach another gospel. Now, not only are they false preachers and prophets, but also notice what it says in verse 5. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for a multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered the land to destroy it. Have you ever seen so many preachers in the land? They are like grasshoppers. They are everywhere. Everywhere you look. When we bought this building, we moved in. This fellow's a neighbor. His son's a neighbor. You hire out the work. They come in. Well, their son's a neighbor. Their brother's a preacher. And their son's a preacher. We call the inspector. He's a preacher. Everywhere you go, somebody's a preacher. You go to work. He's a preacher. And he's a preacher. And he's a preacher. Me and Rita, was having our driveway paved, and it was a family. They come together, maybe 15 of them, and they was paving our driveway, and I got to talking to them. Well, he was a preacher, and well, that one was a preacher, and that was a preacher, and that was a preacher, but their wives were preachers. And I thought, well, who in the world sits and listens? They were all preachers. But they're like grasshoppers. They are like grasshoppers, and they cover the land, and they come to take and to consume that which belongs to the children. I feel sorry for Gabe, and I feel sorry for any other man who has to go out them doors and say that I'm a pastor or I'm a preacher. And that's a terrible thing to say, because I am afraid somebody would affiliate me with all of these grasshoppers. What a terrible name, and what a terrible thing they have done to the name of Christ and his gospel. But there's another issue. The Lord, let's read verse 8. Verse 7. And it came to pass, when Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel. About 11 years ago, the Lord sent a prophet to Kingsport. And did you know, in the last several years, the Lord has sent a prophet to Sarasota. And here, back in the fall, I was privileged to go with Gabe down to southern Arkansas. And there I met a man named Joe who lives in Springfield, Missouri. And they are hoping for a work to be begun there. And you know what he talked to me about? He talked to me about the grasshoppers. He talked to me about false religion. He talked to me about the bondage that he had been under. And you know what he desired? He desired that the Lord would send them a gospel preacher. And I'm so thankful to say tonight that here in just a couple of weeks that we're going to get to send our pastor to Springfield, Missouri to preach the gospel. Come, you children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Read verse 10. And I say unto you, and this is the prophet, this is his message. And I say unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. And then Psalm 34, it tells us, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You see, these Israelites, they feared the God of the Amorites. And they feared the God of this world. But did you know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? The second message that was preached here in Kingsport I'll never forget it. The title of that message was Free Will or Free Grace. Free Will or Free Grace. And you know what our dear pastor friend was doing? He was tearing down the God of free will that he might declare the God of free grace. Now, we don't have enough time to go through verses 11 down to verse 24, but we will pick up at verse 25. And verse 11 through 24 is the calling of Gideon. This is the Lord who comes to him. We read at there the message how the Lord came to Gideon and he called him up. But I want you to look at what the Lord has called Gideon to do. Let's read verses 25 and 26. And it came to pass, verse 25, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, unto Gideon, take thy father's young bullock, even the seventh bullock of 7 years, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou hast cut down. Now there's one thing we want to note about these false images that were built. This is who Israel thought God was. You know what an image is? An image is something that you imagine. It's something you think. And from that image comes an idol. So you build what you think. And these people had built who they thought God was. They imagined God was a certain way, and that's how they made him. Isaiah 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways thy ways. You see, these men were blind to who God really was. They thought that they were right. Let me turn over here and read this. This is the last verse in the book of Judges. It says, in those days, and this is talking about the time of Judges. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. They thought this was right. This idol that they had built, and this grove which is a goddess, they thought that's who God was. That's who they thought who God was. Well, Gideon is called to do two things. Tear down the false image. Tear down. They thought they were right in their imagination, but God called Gideon. The first thing to do is tear down the false god. There's no compromise. Gideon could have went in and built an altar here beside those gods, and they would have got along just fine. Things would have been just fine. But God said, you tear down, and this is for the sake of Israel. This is for the sake of God's elect. You go and you tear down the false idol, and in that place, you build an altar. So that's the first thing. Well, notice the reaction of the people. Verses 28 through 30. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he has cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. When the gospel preacher comes and he preaches the gospel, it makes men angry. When he reveals to us the truth, and when he tears down our God that we had from our youth, it hurts. It's violent. The kingdom of heaven is taken with violence. And it is, it's violent. If you could see what goes on in the heart of a man when he's first hearing the gospel, when he's first hearing who God is, he don't like God. He likes the God he had, not the God of the Bible. Every man in his mind is at enmity against God. We by nature have wrong thoughts of who God is. And until the gospel preacher comes and declares to us from his word who God is, then we'll never know him. And when he does, unless God be merciful and give us a heart to receive it, we'll not like him. And then the people's reaction, of course, that they were angry and that they were violent. And this would be a terrible place to stop, because, but God, when he tore down that altar, when he tore down those idols to those false gods, he was to build something else. He was to build an altar unto the Lord. Read verse 26. And build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt off a sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou hast cut down. Why was this bullock slain? Why was this bullock killed upon this altar? Was it just a bull? It is because God had a covenant people and who had done evil in his sight. And you see, this bullock is Gideon's gospel. This bullock is Gideon preaching Christ and him crucified. You know, we read of all of those evildoers time and time again. And just like you, when I read those verses, the children of Israel, I think of a whole nation. I think of millions of people, millions. And I think of millions of evildoers. But did you know that there was one among them who was numbered with the transgressors, who had no sin? All of those evildoers in Israel, but there's one who's been numbered with them. But you say, this is 800 years before the Lord came. You're looking the wrong way. He's the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He was given for his covenant people. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many. He hath purged. He hath poured out his soul unto death for us. That bullock that was sacrificed on that altar by Gideon is our Lord Jesus Christ, who was given in our stead. Now, do you know all of those evil people that done evil in the sight of the Lord? Did you know that when that bullock is sacrificed, that they become the righteousness of God, that all their sins are put away? And just like Gabe sung there at the beginning of this service, all God's goodness is upon them. They do evil, and they do evil, and they've done evil, and they've done evil. But the Lord has put away our sin. And he, in mercy and grace and goodness, has nothing but goodness for his people. He was made sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I didn't take notes on this. I didn't think that I would get this far, but that's the message. But I do want to tell you one other thing, if I could have, but I didn't. If we would have went into chapter 7, you know what we would have seen? We would have seen how the people were gathered with Gideon, 32,000 of them. And they were going to go up against the Midianites. And the Lord looked and said, Gideon, there's too many of you. You know why he said that? Unless Israel daunts themselves and say that they saved themselves. You see, when God comes to save the sinner, and when he gets done saving us, all the glory is going to go to him. Every sinner that he saves, he's going to say, salvation's of the Lord. Salvation's of the Lord. But anyway, that's our message tonight. Amen.